First of all, of course, DeJounte worked out by himself today. But we just had some guys, the local guys, in to help him get through the workout so he wouldn't be tired after going through it. So, but he did a lot of stuff by himself in this workout. So, questions?
How did he look today?
He looked pretty good. He looked pretty good today. Probably shot it better than I thought he would. Picked up a lot of drills quickly. So, I mean, he looked real good today.
What position do you see him on the next level?
Point guard.
Point.
Yep. Probably can play. He might be able to, because of his length, might be able to guard a couple positions. Might be able to play maybe a little bit off ball, but he's really a point guard.
Have to get a look at his speed when he's going one on nobody.
No, not really. But you can see the speed in the last drill that we kind of run, which is the full court drill. And then you can see the speed definitely when you go out and watch him play live when I did University of Washington and watch it on tape.
In regards to the point guard skill set, what would he need to work on and improve the most?
Well, most of them players coming out can improve on shooting, especially the point guards. He shot it pretty well here today. But, yeah, I think that's the main thing he's going to have to work on. I think he's going to have to work on he's such a downhill player. I think he's going to have to work on probably decision-making a little bit also in terms of when to go to the basket and when to incorporate his teammates.
He's somebody that kind of meshes with Dante in terms of his skill set. I mean, am I wrong in saying that? Or?
No, I think they both can play together. Mm-hmm. I think those two guys can really shut down people defensively, I think. So skill set is, I'm not going to say similar to, but because I think Dante DeJounte is a little better.
Their skill set's comparable.
Comparable, yes, yes.
So when you say that he did a solo workout, does that mean the local guys didn't really go through all the things that he did, or were they separate times, or...
He did stuff separately than them. There was no contact with DeJounte with the other players.
But they went through the full workout as well?
They went through the full workout also, yeah. But we did some different things with them since it was they could go one-on-one, whereas DeJounte couldn't.
With these local talents, you know, NBA seems pretty unlikely. You know, what is about their game that maybe allow them to get onto a D-League type team or do well in Europe?
They both can shoot the ball. They both know how to score. Chase shot it pretty well today. I think Brandon struggled a little bit with the threes. But they both know how to score the ball.
Does size matter for either one of them?
Size is going to be a concern, especially with, well, both of them, because of the positioning that they're going to probably play at the next level. So, yeah, size is going to be a factor.
When you're a guy like Brandon with his size, what do you have to do so much better in other areas? What does he need to be elite? What elite skills does he need to display?
Elite skills at his size, he's going to have to be an elite defender. He needs to really be a pest defensively. Offensively, he's got to be able to knock down open shots, be able to create and help his teammates become better players.
Can he? Is he somebody that you can see get a summer league invite?
For us or for anybody?
For you or for anybody.
I can't speak for anybody else because I have no idea what they're looking for. And for us, that's not my domain. So I can't answer that either. Either way.
Well, why bring in a guy that's injured like Karis?
We didn't get a chance to sit down with Karis in Chicago. So we wanted to get a chance to sit down and get to know him as a person. I mean, we got enough tapes and of him, seen him live enough times to know type of player he is, but we don't know him as a person, so that's why.
Cooper said that he thought he shot over 80% in the Jazz 100.
Nah, he wasn't that close. He wasn't that. He didn't do 80. He was. I want to say he's about 71. So that's really good.
Was he the best shooter you guys have had so far?
No.
Who was?
We had one person go over 71, and we had one to tie 71. He was, his shooting was, pretty good for the first time. I'm not going to give you a number.
Better than 30?
Are we going to play that game? Yeah, yes, I will say yes to that one question. But I thought he shot it better than I thought he would, tell you the truth. And he got on a nice little roll, so he shot it well.
Is he
easy shooter from the three?
Is he still more of a scorer than shooter? Even with the
I'd say at this point you're probably correct, but I think in time, with the way he shot it today and his form, I think he can become a pretty good shooter.
If you look at guys from areas, a lot of those kids from that high school area or Washington area have really gone on to be pretty successful. I mean, do you look at that as something they played with growing up?
That's something we talk about, yeah. Something we look at, but we know they're all individuals. So we kind of look at it as, you know, why is this particular area, why is this particular city have such pretty good players coming out? Does it have an effect in terms of what we think of them in terms of the draft? Only in that they have played against pretty good competition at a younger age. So, but it's not a weighing factor, I don't think, whether or not we're going to draft him.
When Karis is healthy, he's a pretty versatile guy. How does his skill set fit with the league?
I mean, you answered your own question. He's a very versatile guy. I mean, he can play a little bit of one. He can play two. I don't know if he's long enough or big enough to play the three, but I think he can guard ones, twos, and maybe threes when you switch off on him. So his versatility is huge to play in this league.
When a guy's had that kind of injury history, mm-hmm. how do you balance that versus, you know, the year before when he was, you know, talked about being possibly, you know, lottery type guy?
Well, we have to take a look at the physicals, have the docs take a look at the physicals and give us their estimation on how well he will be able to play, if the injury is going to affect his game in the future. So we rely on the docs and the physical quite a bit on that.
Are you at this point going to be able to get Joel Ballenboy or Jakob Pertl in as far as locals go, or is that pretty tough at this point?
I've tried, especially with Joel, pretty hard. Jakob, I've talked with his agent, but it doesn't look good getting either one of them in, but I'm still going to try.